You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Curtains Up on a mini-episode of West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater in Los Angeles. I'm radio host and theater enthusiast Lara Scott, along with celebrity publicist and theater veteran Will Armstrong. And we're talking about a really fun show today, Little Shop of Horrors at the Pasadena Playhouse. It is on through
October 20th.
Fantastic.
And we've already done a fantastic episode where we got to interview George Salazar, who's starring as Seymour. And I get to see the show on the 26th, which I'm super excited about. But we actually sent one of our West of Broadway correspondents to the opening night, and we're going to talk with her, Nikki Diaz World on Instagram, just so you know, follow her. And but yeah, so we're going to talk to her, and we're going to see what she thought, and then I'll probably come back and talk again. We'll do a third episode on this production.
It's all Little Shop of Horrors from here on out in some way, shape, or form. Yeah, it's a Little Shop podcast. It's a little podcast.
Little Pot of Horrors.
Welcome, Nikki, to West of Broadway.
Yay! Hi.
Well, I was so excited to see that very cute picture of you and your son standing in front of the Pasadena Playhouse when you guys went to this show. How did he like the show?
Well, he's already a big musical theater enthusiast, and he's obsessed with Little Shop.
Cool.
He's watched all the original movies, so he loved the show and actually said that he loved the show better than any of the movies that he's seen.
Aw,
wow, that's very cool.
And how old is he, Nikki?
He's 7.
Oh, that is so cool that he is already like a seasoned theater person and musical kid.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you, mama.
Yeah.
Raise him
Kudos.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah, he's always my little date.
That's great. Yeah, I do the same thing with my son. That's so funny. Like the moment he turned 6, which is about the age, I think, where they will let kids in, I was like, all right, I have a date now for all these shows because my husband wants nothing to do with it.
Well, Nikki,
he loves it.
Nikki, you had you saw George Salazar, who played Seymour, which we recently interviewed, and he was incredible. And I haven't seen the show yet. I'm seeing it on the 26th, but I'm dying to know, how was he?
He is amazing. I could not. I've heard his name before. I've never seen him in any other show, but I mean, he has this character down. It's just really, really fun to watch him. And then his voice is amazing. I mean, obviously your voice has to be amazing, right? To be in a in a musical, but his voice is just, I could not get over how amazing his voice was.
He just got off a Broadway run of a hit musical called Be More Chill, where he originated the lead role. And then he came straight out here to take over as Seymour in at the Pasadena Playhouse. And so we're thrilled to have him here on the West Coast. And I'm so glad that he is living up to his reputation.
What about Audrey?
Played by MJ Rodriguez.
She has a beautiful voice as well.
Really?
I've never heard her sing before. And I mean, they all have incredible voices, but I think just seeing them, and then our seats were really, I mean, if you don't have a bad seat at the Pasadena Playhouse, but we're right there up front and center. And it was just, it was magical watching everyone perform, and they each held their own, and they all, you know, they shined up there, and it was just amazing to watch. And they just all have their beautiful, unique voices, and I don't know, it was incredible. I actually am considering going and watching it again.
Cool.
That is high praise.
So much.
Did you have a favorite part of the show?
I think when George and MJ sang Suddenly Seymour, I think that was my favorite part of
Very
the show.
Cool.
Their voices together are amazing.
That is so good to hear. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I get that. And so were you a fan of the television show Glee?
Yes, I was.
So how trippy was it to see Amber Riley as the plant?
I actually thought it was pretty cool because, you know, sometimes we see Audrey 2 played by a male. So to see her do it and have like a different take on it and to kill it how she did was also pretty amazing. And I liked it a lot and I could still appreciate the character even though it was a woman singing it. Like,
yeah.
She has an amazing voice. And her character really shined through as well because she just put her own spin on it. So it was really cool. It was fun. Everything about it was awesome. It went by way too fast, in my opinion, because we had so much fun.
That's so great. Yeah. And then, so you would recommend this if somebody has a child, 6, 7 years old, it's probably okay for them as long as they're kind of into musical theater, right, and can sit there for a couple hours?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. I think that age is fine, like 7, 8 years old. Obviously, Kai's a little bit more, it might be a little bit more into it than other kids, but I mean, it's fun to watch. You're seeing, you know, all the puppeteering and how they do everything. It's very, it holds your attention. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I always get nervous when I'm with my son and it's a very quiet show. Like, I'm afraid he's going to whisper a question at that moment.
You know, just like... Yeah, I had to shush mine a couple of times because he was singing along. He knows all the words.
That's so cute.
I'm like, this isn't a sing-along. Maybe next time. Maybe they should consider doing
yes!
a sing-along version.
Pasadena Playhouse, if you're listening, Nikki Diaz with a brilliant idea. Yes, wouldn't that be fun, like a sing-along little shop?
It would be so fun.
That's so great. And now, did you guys have dinner beforehand or do any, like, fun family things in the area?
We had dinner across the street at The Stand before.
Oh, nice.
And it's directly across the street. And they actually have, like, a little chop shop salad, which is, like, an ode to a little shop, which is kind of cool. I didn't have the salad, though. I had a big burger, and we had grilled cheese and french fries and everything. And then we just walked right across the street for the show. It was pretty awesome.
That's perfect.
That's perfect.
Dinner and a show. What's better than
that?
Yeah. And no growling stomachs.
We met George after. My son got to meet George after the show. We waited.
We
took a picture, and they got to talk a little bit, and yeah, it was very exciting for him. He loved it. And of course, I loved watching all that interaction, so it was really cool. Oh, he met Amber Riley as well.
Awesome.
I bet they were so excited to see him. We have to rename you the Musical Mama,
yeah.
I think. It has to be your correspondent name.
We're planning our next one. I got to see when the next one we're going to see. I think I'm going to take him to watch Hamilton. We'll see.
Yes.
Definitely.
And you know what? If he ever wants to be on the podcast, that would be great to get like your point of view and his point of view. So, as you guys go to see things, please keep us posted. And, you know, again, we'll mention your Instagram, Nikki Diaz World, on social media so we can keep up with all of your adventures. And, Nikki, thank you so much for joining us on West of Broadway.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Larry, you have the coolest friends.
Thank you. Well, you're one of my friends, but also,
that was a hidden compliment I just slid in there. No, but I mean, it's just like I've met so many nice people theater just, I think, attracts nice people.
Yeah, I was going to say, I keep the crazy ones away. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I keep them away from you. No, they're all nice. But it is really fun. You know, thanks to social media, I get to keep up with everybody's adventures, and I can see when people are going to see things. I'm like, oh, that person would be great to talk about this. That'd be really fun to bring them on because, you know, as we say, we want to go see every show. But
right.
Yeah.
And I will say it's super cool to be able to interview, like, the lead of a musical or a show or something like that. But to get a firsthand account of a patron and, like, what they thought, I feel like that's really valuable information.
Yeah, and they were so nice to her son.
Like, oh,
that. What a beautiful moment. So if you haven't listened to the episode with George Salazar, this is the perfect time to do that and binge all the episodes. We appreciate you joining us. And you can find me on social media at Lara Scott Media.
And I'm Will Armstrong, PR, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And I'll be doing stories from the Pasadena Playhouse on the 26th. So.
Are you doing a takeover?
I'm just going to take over your own Instagram. But I will be at that stage door to see George and Amber and MJ and
hey, Pasadena Playhouse, after you take the idea for the sing-along, let Will do a takeover on your Insta stories, please. So, yes, if you're looking for us, you can find us in Pasadena or
just west of Broadway.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the Rise Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RiseTheatre.org, because only together we rise.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.